right, now I'm going to go ahead and commence with this interview. By the way, I'm the interviewer. And to the left of me, I'm interviewing. What's your name, sir? Okay. Like I said, we'll just, over time, it'll get more comfortable as we speak, but all in all, I'll give the rundown as far as the information and all that yada, yada, yada. But anyway, what's good on your end, man? How's it going?
Man, I'm just chilling for real. Okay. Just got back from L.A., so.
Really? L.A.? What's it like out there?
It's vibrant.
Vibrant? I like that word, man. Oh, my gosh. I've been talking to folks forever about going to L.A. and shit like that. I gotta see what the vibrant hinting on my damn self.
It's palm trees, oceans, birds, foreign whips, red bones for days.
Now, I mean, we kind of got some of that stuff here in Atlanta. Is it that big of a difference where you feel like you just have to mention it off rip?
Yeah, it's a little different. We don't have palm trees. You go to a neighborhood, all the houses formatted the same as to. You go to Cali, all the houses are different, painted different. They all have their own personalities.
Yeah. What part of Cali you was at?
Started off in Inglewood, went to...
That's where we're now, right there. That's the hood.
Inglewood, Slauson, went by Nipsey Hussle Marathon Store. Hey. We stayed in Los Feliz. Mm-hmm. Fairfax. Mm-hmm. Rodeo Drive, Melrose. Mm. It was all around the place, man. Santa Monica, Venice Beach.
Damn, I didn't even have time to hit all them places.
Swift.
Swift. Like a thief in the night.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it, man. Ain't no other way to be. When you returning?
I just got back.
No, when are you returning back to L.A.?
Oh, pretty soon, man. Pretty soon. Need those vibes.
Cali. Yeah, you already know. That's a subject we can talk about for days, and definitely got to double back on it. But how long have you been in the Atlanta area, Georgia area?
Let's see. Going on 14 years.
Woo! You're a real resident now.
Yeah.
You didn't know. I'll let you know. You're ATLian now. Where are you coming from now?
The Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, the real A.
You know it.
Birmingham, Alabama. I've been, that city name been popping up a lot lately as far as needing to kind of travel back through there and stuff like that. I do want to reach out to some up-and-coming artists and just business people out there, because Alabama and Atlanta, they're so close at times.
I know, most definitely, man. Next door neighbors, man. All represent the South.
Mm-hmm. So if it came down to it and you know, you're in the midst of your interview, let's say with, like, Zane Lowe or Sway or somebody like that, what's going to be the first one that comes out your mouth as far as you repping?
Alabama.
It's gonna be Alabama, huh?
Come on.
Okay, I felt that you was leaning towards that.
But overall, nigga, I represent the South. I represent the struggle. I represent the people who come from nothing. No matter where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
I represent the real.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. You've been, here in Atlanta for a bit, and I understand that you're an artist as well, right?
Yeah, I'm an artist.
Don't want to box you in. I don't know what to call you, I guess, but I guess you got that label as an artist as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it is. Ain't no use in trying to look at it some other than way it was. Mm-hmm. Barber by day, artist at night.
Okay. Definitely, definitely. You know, definitely barbering is his own artistry in itself. For his music-wise, how long you been in the music game?
I mean, it's really what we define music game. But I guess when you're talking about
music game, as far as when did you come to me and say, you know, you about to start rapping for real?
Well, actually, you know, it's funny you ask this question because you was there, so. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been around since when I first started rapping. I think I was like 22, 2010.
Okay.
You know, started with the whole. Mm-hmm. And the name switch, I think you was one of the first people I told at the barbershop I was going to change my name.
It did go from. But I felt like that was definitely always there, even if it was just like a little, also known as a little side moniker. But it's nice to see that you came into the whole thing.
Oh yeah, man, it's a process. It's everybody. I hate to say it now because it seems so trendy, but you know, you really do gotta trust your process. You gotta. I hate when people make stuff a trend, man, because then it don't even seem cool to say it no more. It seems like you're biting. But, you know, at the end of the day, I do believe in the process. I do believe in not even the process, but evolution. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? If you do something for a certain amount of time, you have no choice but to get better at it if you apply yourself the right type of way.
That's huge. That's magic keys. I try to speak with them type of things amongst my friends all the time and stuff. You know, some of them get it quicker than others. Let's see, I got a phone call coming in. It's kind of rude. And it's my guy. Oh, I didn't even try to decline that, but I hit him back in a little bit. Have I ever introduced you to
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to be with Alan.
Oh shit, possibly.
Yeah.
Big dude.
One producer kind of big, right?
Yeah.
Short.
Producer. Dude, yeah.
Used to produce with Travis Porter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, small, small world.
Just big, big people.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's another way to look at it. You brung up Kid Klash or shit like that.
I brung up who?
Did you bring up, you said?
Nah, I was talking about as in.
Oh, I thought you meant as in.
Nah.
Who you talking about?
I was talking about the other, the one that produced for.
Fuck, I feel like I know exactly.
On the beat, he used to produce with. It was. With his real name, you know.
Light skin? Or no?
Man, he brown skin.
Brown skin, okay. I probably know if I see it, bro. I can't remember, bro. But yeah, I thought you was talking about the classic one when you said.
I am the classic one.
We gotta double back on a lot of stuff apparently, man.
Whatever you want to talk about, brother.
Hey, we only 8 minutes in, but we moving smooth. Who shorty over there? Is there? Did you have her take your order yet?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if that's a touchdown wing shirt or no.
Yeah.
If they're smart, I would be hiring chicks like that too. But I digress. I was on YouTube today and then I seen some notification pop up on my YouTube timeline. Genius, Deconstructed, new beat breakdown. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, I'm always for check out some shit like that. But that bitch said Cheese Beats and 30 Rock Beats. Breakdown the Cartier, Bartier, or Bartier, Cartier. I was like, oh shit, these niggas like grinding so hard. Or that do it, grinding so hard in particular, like, I can't even ignore it, even if I wanted to ignore that grind. Like, that shit is just so in front of my face. Now, we both mutually know, you know, the producer and questioning and stuff like that. How do you feel about seeing some of his success, I guess, in real time right now in regards to 30 Rock?
Man, 30 Rock a beast, man. 30 Rock a beast. His success is, I don't even think he really touched the surface yet. As big as he's, the world see him, I still think he got, not saying to take a freight from him, he got a ways to go, man. 30 Rock dope, man. He's before his time. Like, he going crazy right now. But I know where he can go. I know his potential. He ain't even touched the surface yet. Like, he got so much more to go. He only, 23, 24?
Sheesh, yeah.
So,
I didn't think of it in that type of capacity. That's huge.
I got records on 30 Rock, this beats that's way harder than stuff he putting out. Not to say that's not hard we putting out, but
I get what you're saying,
though. I got some stuff, some classic stuff. I'm sitting on with him, but hey,
that's it going up like Bitcoin.
Yeah, he going crazy right now, man. You know, I cut his hair every week. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog, man. That's my boy. That's my bro, man.
Oh,
man.
You still cut his hair every week?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's my dog, man. Right, so. I look out for him, he look out for me, man. We just make it happen, man. You know how I go.
Man, I don't know, where did the wisdom come from to where you can be like, you know what? I'm going to help this guy at times. This guy may help me at times regardless, but I'm just going to have faith to, you know, rock with certain people or do certain things, you know, even if whether they might pay me back in the future or not. I would assume that some people would do some of these nice stuff to get something nice in return.
Me personally, I've always been a person to just help people. That's just my personality. I always like helping people when I can. But I also know how the game go as well. You know what I'm saying? I invest in friendships. I invest in everything. I don't necessarily look for anything in return, but nowadays it's like, it's not like I'm going into it saying like, hey, you got to have this done or you got to have this done. It's more so me saying like, man, you got to bring something to the table. What you bringing to the table? If you want something from me, what you bringing to the table? If not, you just going to have to come out the pockets on everything. And sometimes you might not have the bread to do something. It's like, all right, you look out for me, I'll look out for you. And let's just keep looking out for each other until we can goddamn throw each other 15, 20,000 for whatever we need. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Until somebody get and cross that threshold, you know what I'm saying? Like, I tell all my people, like, I can't promise you nothing, but when I get it, I will look out for you. You know what I'm saying? I can't promise you nothing when I ain't got it, but if I get it before you get it, you got it.
Wow. How many people you feel actually believe you when you say that?
I don't tell a lot of people that.
Okay.
So the few who I tell that, you know what I'm saying, they already know what's up. And I tell them, too. I say, you get on, bro. I'm packing my bags. I'm be on that bougie shit.
Hey, nigga, I'm glad you don't pack these bitches. Don't switch up. Have you encountered any, people within the music business that you felt like you had that type of relationship with? And then, you came to the realization that might not actually be the case.
Could you repeat that question one more time? Make sure I understand you.
I'm trying to make it as clear as possible. Like, is there anyone in the music industry, business-wise, you've worked with that you felt like you've compensated them or you're willing to compensate them now to be compensated later on in the future? And I guess maybe the opportunity came around and that didn't come across as such or whatever. I don't know.
I'm really so lost in the question. You said, if I compensate somebody now.
Have you helped somebody out, they get in a situation, they can help you out, and they don't help you out?
Oh, yeah. It happened plenty of times.
Okay. And
plenty of times.
But what keeps your faith in just the fact that you like helping people out? That's the only thing.
I mean, you know, in some senses, to answer the first question first, I don't really do it for them to help me out.
Okay.
I do it because, you know, it's out the kindness of my heart. But I do think about the fact that when they get somewhere, you know, you invest in friendships and in relationships for them. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking out for you because I know I can help you get to somewhere you need to go. So when you get there, if you get there before I do, just help me out. That's all I ask. Mm-hmm. But motherfuckers will shit on you before they even realize what you got. And a lot of people, I done had people come stay at my house. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Had wrecked their cars and got my mechanic to fix it for a little nothing. And they ain't reached back to say hello. And I still show love, but it's just like, you know, I don't forget. You know what I'm saying? But I don't never let nothing like that go over my head because, you know, we'll kill ourselves trying to worry about other people's decisions. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. God will take care of that. I ain't got to worry about that.
definitely.
I'm Gucci.
Whole lot of wisdom coming from that. I'm digging all of that, especially that answer. Let's see. What about, let's double back to school. I remember mentioning something about high school reunions and stuff. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, shit. They don't come to my shows.
I've been to a couple of your shows.
What year you graduated, though?
I graduated 08.
All right, then. So you're not even in the reunion question.
Okay, you talking about your 07 fam.
Talking about the 07 fam.
Okay.
And the ones who I do rock with, they see me and they know what's up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ain't nothing.
Especially.
Ain't nothing. But, I mean, at the end of the day.
Accessible.
Yeah. I'm around. I'm around the area. But, I mean, a reunion, like, they couldn't even get it together. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't really too worried about that. I ain't put too much energy even thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to live my life, man.
Nah, definitely. That's more so what I'm focused on and caught up and stuff. But I do find that interesting because we're kind of definitely around that age where they would try some, you know, half-asses or just something cool or whatever. But it takes a lot of planning, a lot of people be on board to try to pull that off. And you know, who really cares about trying to go to them type of things now and stuff? I don't know. Just
hell, I'd rather go to 08, 09 reunion anyway.
I'd probably be so lit, too.
But, you know, folks, man, folks.
With three of them together, for real, they probably pass some cooking.
Everybody got babies and stuff anyway, so. Everybody got babies and stuff, so it's just like, hey, let them do what they do.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
You're 29. And you consider yourself what nationality?
Man, I'm a God.
Okay.
It's my nationality.
Okay, I respect that. Which is why I didn't, you know, force a race or a label on you. I give you that, you know, your own inclination, whatever that be. So. You're a God. Okay. And how did you come to that understanding?
Hey, they say the Bible say God made us like him.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to evolve your mindset.
Mm.
You evolve your mind, you understand what I'm saying. But if you can't, then you just ain't got that yet. There's levels to this life thing.
Mm.
You know, this is just the physical me.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what go on in the temple.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of magical stuff that goes on in there.
Mm-hmm.
Real godly, like.
Real godly.
Sometimes I don't even understand it until I go back and listen to it.
I know one thing. You start talking stuff like this on some published interviews, it might really intrigue somebody to go back and listen to some of your music.
No, they're going to have to go back and listen to it.
Because
it's going in everything from day one, man.
So, shit, do you want people to like your music for you, or do you want people to like your music because you made it?
I mean, I don't really care why they like it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If it move you, then I mean, rock with it.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't move you,
mm-hmm.
then don't rock with it.
You good? You take that.